The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will stand for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're young when you will not be young.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Finest on the street. She said she wasn't hungry, but this is what she had to eat. A dozen snails, two prawn cocktails, a chicken and a roll, a steak and chips with asparagus tips, five poached eggs untold, a vindaloo with fried rice too. Her appetite was immense, but when she called for pie, I thought I'd die, 'cause I only had 50 pence.
All I had was 50 pence, 50 pence, 50 pence. All I had was 50 pence. So you know how bad I feel.
All right, Don. It went down so easy. She had an awful tank. She said she wasn't thirsty, but this is what she had to drink. A whiskey mac, a rum and black, that made me shake with fear. A G&T, a big lady, a great big glass of beer. With pink champagne, she was out of her brain. She should have had more sense, but when she called for more, I hit the floor, 'cause I only had 50 pence. All right! I didn't have much to eat. I was expecting every moment to be flung out in the street. She said she'd bring her family round and we'd have lots of fun. I gave the waiter the 50 pence and this is what he done. He tore my clothes, he broke my nose, he hit me in the jaw. He gave me a prize of two black eyes, with me he swept the floor. He grabbed me where my pants hung loose and threw me over the fence. Take my advice and never try it twice if you've only got 50 pence. All right!
All I had was 50 pence, 50 pence, 50 pence. All I had was 50 pence, so you know how bad I feel.
All right!
All I had was 50 pence, 50 pence, 50 pence. All I had was 50 pence, so you know how bad I feel.
All right!
Didn't have much to eat. I was expecting every moment to be flung out in the street. She
said she'd bring her family round and we'd have lots of fun. I gave the waiter the 50 pence, and this is what he done. He tore my clothes, he broke my nose, he hit me in the jaw. He gave me a prize, two black eyes, with me he swept the floor. He grabbed me where my pants hung loose and threw me over the fence. Take my advice, never try it twice if you only got 50 pence. All right. All I had was 50 pence, 50 pence, 50 pence. All I had was 50 pence, so you know how bad I feel. Oh, all I had was 50 pence, 50 pence, 50 pence. All I had was 50 pence, so you know how bad I feel.
That was Alan Price and 50 pence, and this is Can and Vitamin C.
A big, a air, a friend, a mommy hog, all, a family in cash, a beautiful clothes, a stay at the corner. She is a living and an out of a tune.
This week's featured artist is Angeline, and the first of four tracks from her. Our first cut, Love Edited, Don't Know Why, and Found Love 7.
I would have given wanna try to love again. I'll try, baby, I'll try to love again. But I know the first cut is the deep end. Baby, I know the first cut is the deep end. When it comes to being lucky, he's first. When it comes to loving me, he's worst. I still want you by my side, just to help me dry the tears that I've cried. And I'm sure gonna give you a try, 'cause if you wanna try diamonds in the light, and we're standing side by side as your shadow crosses mine. What it takes to come alive, it's the way I'm feeling. I just can't deny.
More from Angeline later. You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Now, Godly and Cream and Snack Attack.
Watching the ceiling falling apart. The air conditioner has been busted for weeks, so the smell of cooking seeps through the floor. I can't eat no more. The thermometer be as light as a feather, so the doctor's wired my jaws together. And I'm locked in the bedroom away from the food, so I lie on my back in the dark in the nude. I can't eat no more. I gotta use a straw. But if the devil dragged me down to the kitchen, I wouldn't put up a fight. I'd gladly sign away my soul for a T-bone steak tonight.
flapjack sitting in the Cadillac. I got a weed, a flapjack stack, a rack, a six-pack jack. Just call me Jack Kerouac. Click clack, open up the hatchback. I can eat a bubble car or a pack of Mac. Powder cake, Big Mac.
Sausage, like jaguar, beans and chips and milkshakes, clam bakes, fondue and dips and sauces, horses, 17 courses of barbecue beef with asparagus tips, rashes of bacon and bagels and lox and tandoori prawns and a box of chunks, spaghetti with mussels, parma hams and deep frozen waffles with syrup and jam. My willpower's gone, I'm down on my knees, praying to the god of cottage cheese. It's no good trying, I'll never beat it, cause if it moves I'll eat it. So undo my trousers, let out the slack. Who cares, it's a snack attack, it's a snack attack.
In the Cadillac, I got a weed, a flapjack stack, a rack, a six-pack jack. Just call me Jack Kerouac. Click clack, open up the hatchback. I can eat a bubble car or a pack of Mac. Powder cake, Big Mac. Good God, it's a snack attack.
It's a snack attack.
My father was a gents outfitter, my mother went crazy, they had to commit her. They used to tell me, don't be a quitter, but I know deep down I'm the runt of the litter. I can't eat no more, I gotta use a straw. But how do you take an overdose, or even pretend to do it, when the last straw is the one in your mouth and you can't suck sleepers through it? I can't eat no more, I gotta use a straw. But if the devil took me to Mexico to taste his guacamole, I'd gladly sign my name in blood and give him the keys to my soul. Because I can't eat no more, I can't eat no more.
Jackson in the Cadillac. I got a weed, a flapjack sack, a rack, a six-pack jack. Just call me Jack Kerouac. Click clack, open up the hatchback. I can eat a bubble car or a pack of Mac. Powder cake, Big Mac. Good God, it's a snack attack.
It's a snack attack. It's a snack attack.
Be like Cole Jackson in the Cadillac. I got a weed, a flapjack stack, a rack, a six-pack jack. Just call me Jack Kerouac. Click clack, open up the hatchback. I could eat a bubble car or a pack of Mac. Powder cake, Big Mac. Good God, it's a snack attack.
Midnight Sunday, asleep on the floor, curled up in the corner, can't take no more. Armies of food invade my sleep, led by lasagna's 10 inches deep. My head is pounding, my heart is beating. Cows are mooing, sheep are bleating. I'm being haunted by all the meat I've eaten. And then a burglar alarm goes off in my head, and I wake up screaming, am I dead or alive? And the clock says 5. It's only 5 in the morning, I'm covered in sweat. Am I hungry? You bet. Cold turkey's what I'm going through, cold turkey's what I need. But the hunger sign on my appetite saying, danger, do not feed. I can't eat no more, I gotta use a straw. Can't eat no more. And they've even taken away the pictures of food I had on my wall, and my treasured collection of menus they screwed up into a ball. In front of my face they flicked it out of the window into the night, but they'll never unscramble the combination, they'll never get it right. Now if they made a feature film that featured only food, I'd wallow in the crowd scenes while the rest of the audience booed. And if I got myself a video, I could satisfy the need. I could check out the action frame by frame and watch the calories of greed. But I can't eat no more, I gotta use a straw. I can't eat no more, I can't eat no more, I can't eat no more. Gotta use a straw.
Feel like Cole Jackson in a Cadillac. I got a weed, a flapjack stack, a rack, a six-pack jack. Just call me Jack Kerouac. Click clack, open up the hatchback. I can eat a bubble car or a pack of Mac. Powder cake, Big Mac. Good guys. Feel like Cole Jackson in a Cadillac. I got a weed, a flapjack stack, a rack, a six-pack jack. Just call me Jack Kerouac. Click clack, open up the hatchback. I can eat a bubble car
This is Dr. Marigold's prescription, and you've got to build your love on a solid foundation.
You got to build your love on a solid foundation. You got to build your love on a solid foundation. You got to build your love on a solid foundation. When the winds of hate gets to reckon of a love, and the storms of jealousy destroy all the rest, your love will be the one that will stand the test. You know people are gonna talk about you, and you can't stop them from talking. So when you hear them say something bad about you, just hold your head high and keep on walking. Lift it up now.
You got to build your love on a solid foundation. You got to build your love on a solid foundation. You got to build your love on a solid foundation. When the winds of hate gets to reckon of a love, and the storms of jealousy destroy all the rest, your love will be the one that will stay in the test. To have faith and trust in each other, listen children, is sometimes worth more than money. Faith can get you some things that money can't. To some people this might sound funny. It ain't funny, honey.
You got to build your love on a solid foundation. You got to build your love on a solid foundation. You got to build your love on a solid foundation. When the winds of hate gets to reckon of a love, and the storms of jealousy destroy all the rest, your love will be the one that will stay in the test. You got to build your love on a solid foundation. You got to build your love on a solid foundation. You got to build your love on a solid foundation. When the winds of hate gets to reckon of a love, the storms of jealousy will destroy all the rest, your love will be the one that will stand the test. You got to build your love on a solid foundation. You got to build your love on a solid foundation. You got to build your love on a solid foundation. When the winds of hate gets to reckon of a love, and the storms of jealousy will destroy all the rest, your love will be the one that will stay in the tears. You got to build your love on a solid foundation. You got to build your love on a solid foundation.
Now, Danny Gillespie and a big 10-inch record.
He's got to be the strangest man. Get up the band that plays the blues. Yes, the band that plays the blues. I just love this big 10-inch record of my favorite blues. Record of the band that plays the blues. It's the band that plays the blues. I just love this big 10-inch record of my favorite blues. We'll be right back. spirit of the band that plays the blues. It's the band that plays the blues. I just love this big 10-inch record of my favorite blues. Of the band that plays the blues. It's the band that plays the blues. Well, I just love this big 10-inch record of my favorite blues.
Now the last three from Angeline. Didn't You Room Final 4, Suburb Final, and Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow.
Me. Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. Will you still love me tomorrow? Is this a lasting treasure? Or just a moment?
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and Digga Digga Doo.
I love you. When you love, it's natural too. Dig-a-dig-a-doo, dig-a-doo-doo. I'm so very diggy-diggy-doo by nature. If you don't say diggy-diggy to your meat, you're gonna lose your pop. So let those funny people smile. How can there be a virgin isle with diggy-diggy-doo, diggy-doo-doo, diggy-diggy-doo, diggy-doo? Swing it. I'm so very diggy-diggy-doo by nature. If you don't say diggy-diggy to your mate, you're gonna lose your pop. So let those funny people smile. How can there be a virgin isle with diggy-diggy-doo, diggy-doo-doo?
Kevin Coyne with a song that could have been written for me, Weirdo.
See those lovely lights shining oh so bright in the corner of his room. Big white birds on the top of his house. Strange creatures in the garden. Mutters to himself and he wonders why. Keeps on saying, I beg your pardon, beg your pardon. Watch him wandering around, pacing up and down through the streets of your town. He's a weirdo. Yes, he's a weirdo. I don't suppose you remember him. He was a little fat boy, cracking jokes at the back of the class in your school, making all the little girls giggle and cry, telling all his stupid jokes. Now he sits on the park bench and he wonders why. Why it all, why it all went up in smoke. He keeps on wandering around, pacing up and down the streets of your town. He's a weirdo, such a weirdo. Look at him, he's a weirdo. You can watch him wandering around through the streets of your town. Watch him and you can wonder why. Why the big white bird still sits on the top of his house. And what are those strange creatures in the garden? And why he keeps on mumbling to himself, saying to himself, keeps on saying, I beg your pardon, I beg your pardon, I beg your pardon. Why, but I don't know. Watch him wandering around, marching up and down, pacing through the streets of your town. He's a weirdo, such a weirdo. He seems a bit lonely, but I'm not sure. Yes, they call him a weirdo. Yes, they call him a weirdo. And I love that weirdo. God bless the weirdo.
That was Kevin Coyne and Weirdo, and that, like his other song, House on the Hill, heavily influenced by his time spent as a psychiatric nurse. Now, here's Principal Edwards, Magic Theatre, and To a Broken Guitar.
Your notes cast wide, but their time has already passed. Like spoken words which run in silent streams down the windows of an overcrowded room. Like the tune of an unheard hint, or the magic of a lonely shepherd's horn. You call out for broken words which none but the broken can intone. Words which no voice can utter, no ear can hear, and no heart can lend. Your nose streets, they're rushing to the wind like empty pegs until you play again.
Right, well, that's it for this show. If you have been, thanks for listening.